rebound by Terry Crisman. Looks like he's fouled there. Puts up a desperation shot, and it's good! It's good! It's good! It's good!
First and goal from the four. Preston Harrison going to run out. He's 4 yards away from pay dirt. Passes it complete. The touchdown. Marcus Taylor from Preston Harrison.
They got to shoot it. Kylie, shot.
Here we go. Sterling trying to slam it home.
Sanchez, Sterling, the group two chance. The bottom ball.
Connor Walsh inbounds to Marcus Taylor. 5 seconds left to go. Marcus Taylor all the way up the floor. Takes a shot. And it's good! Marcus Taylor at the buzzer. And it's over. Marcus Taylor hits a shot at the buzzer. Sterling wins 50-49.
5 seconds left. Tied at 52. The inbound. Schmidt's got it.
Got it. She got it. To win the ball game. Paige Smith.
And now, Sterling Radio presents live coverage of Sterling High School sports right here on the one and only WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sterling Channel 19 and Sterling High School as we proudly present Lady Knight basketball as the Sterling Lady Knights at 19-3 take on the Lindenwall Lions at 2-20. Rob Strauss alongside Kevin Schulz for this game here this evening. And then Schulze, again, another very fortunate for both of us to be here tonight. Another history night could be made for Lady Knight. So we will take a break right now for the national anthem. And again, getting ready for the opening tip here is Rob Strauss again alongside Kevin Schulz. And some history could be made here tonight as Tyra Satchel could get 1,000 points. She's 21 away as we take a listen to the Lindenwall lineups.
Forward, a senior, number 11, Allison Andrews. forward, a senior, number 23, Alex Matthews. And a guard, a senior, number 3, Bola Carabin.
And that will round out the starting five for the Lindenwald Lions. And Shules, again, a great opportunity here tonight for Sterling to notch their 20th win of the season.
They're playing great, and obviously you talked about Tyra Satchel. What a career she's had. After her sophomore year, saw significant time, came into her junior season, took over the point guard role, and really did a great job playing a position she had never played before, but just moved into it and did what she had to do to basically help the team.
And now let's listen to the starting lineups for the Sterling Lady Knights tonight.
At guard, junior, number 21, Jenna Scully. At forward, junior, number 55, Jelani Naomi Carter. At guard, senior, number 10, Corey Shinkowitz. And at guard, a senior, number 20, Kyra Satchel. The Lady Knights are coached by Kate McDonald, assisted by Kate McDonald, Matt McPherson, Chris Jones, and Mr. Lennox.
So Sterling going with Tori Shinkowitz, Jenna Scully, Maya Rawlinson, Leilani Naomi Carter, and Tyra Satchel to round out the starting five tonight. And in case you were just joining us, Lindenwald starting with Bola Karimu, Allison Andres, Shola Karimu, Alex Matthews, and Andrea Lloyd, as we take a listen to the senior cheerleaders that are being honored right now before the game. Take a look at Tyra, 21 points away from just 1,000 points.
There's Maya Smith coming in there. Of course, was on Channel 19 after the last game.
Kirsten Steppa.
Kirsten Steppa there.
And Bree Bettlejeski.
There's Bree coming on, another one who came on Channel 19 and is a big part of the TV program here. There you see Tyra Satchel. I'm sure there's a few nerves going through right now, knowing she's 21 points away. And I guess it's a little bit different. You know, you're going into a game where obviously you think you have a shot to get the 21 points, but it's not like it's going to come in the first quarter. At least you don't think so. So it's not like it's 2 or 3 points away. So it's a little bit of a different situation he had with Anissa Sanchez when I believe she was only, 6 or 7
right,
points away
right.
coming into the game. So I'm sure she's nervous, but in a different way with being 21
and
points
even in
away.
Coming into the season, we knew that she was quite a ways away. We knew Anissa was going to be, obviously going to probably get there barring injury. But Anissa has been playing really, really strong as of late, coming off a 30-point game. The other night against Gateway, 30 points, 9 rebounds, and a handful of assists and steals as well. So she had a fantastic evening as Sterling controls off the turnover. Sterling coming in 4th ranked in South Jersey right now. And we'll get into the NJSIA Group 2 South tournament later on in the broadcast and see where they will take their matchup lies in. A very, very tough bracket this year for the Lady Knights, but we'll get to that in a little bit. Tyra Satchel coming in now and controlling out of the inbounds.
Again. Yeah, I think it's just amazing what Tyra Satchel and Anissa Sanchez have done in allowing and being leaders and allowing them to go, Sterling to go on the run that they've gone on in the last 12 or 13 games.
Leilani Naomi Carter fouled down low by number 23, Alex Matthews. That's going to be her first, obviously, the team's first foul. And that will send Leilani Naomi Carter to the line to shoot 2.
Yeah, Carter's really had a great year. Again, you've seen a lot more of her in an offensive way, in a low post with that spin move, and just overall tough moves inside like we saw right here to get her up out to the line.
Leilani entering the game, 6 points a game, about 50% from the line. And 0 for 2 on these attempts, but Lindenwald will control now, still waiting for the first basket of the game. Just under 30 seconds.
Yeah, Sterling.
Expired here in this first quarter.
Maya Robinson, guard and perimeter tight. Linnemore's got to play a patient half-court offense. Nice play right there. Play patient around the perimeter, but if something opens up in that zone, take advantage of it, and that's what Linnemore did right there.
Andrea Lloyd with the basket down low, and Linnemore out to a quick 2-0 lead. Swinging it around now for Tori Shinkowitz. Going to drive, dish it back out to Rawlinson for three. No good, and a rebound goes up over the backboard, and it will be Lions basketball.
Yeah, you see right here, coming down the right side, seeing that little looping pass right there, knowing that Lloyd could get up and get it, gets it and puts it right in. Good start here for Lindenwald.
Bol Karimu will control now, working against Maya Rawlinson. Karimu passes it over to Andrus. Andrus looking down low for Matthews. Lloyd, intercepted pass by Jenna Scully, and Tori Shinkowitz will control the ball and head up floor looking for Maya Rawlinson, but Shinkowitz wisely carries it back out. Rawlinson now wide open for three. Yes!
And there are the opportunities you're going to get in this zone that Lindenwald's in. Sterling's tried to do it twice. First with Shinkowitz penetrating, pushing the zone back. You get a kick out, and then they're penetrating and getting the kick out to Rawlinson for the three.
Working down low there is Alex Matthews. Rebound controlled by Leilani Nairn-Carter and dishes it off to Satchel. Satchel crossover move, wisely brings it back out, and now goes to work right down the lane again. Floater no good. Rebounded by Lindenwald and Matthews.
That's where Lindenwald,
excuse me, Andrus,
can't lose track of Satchel, because she'll do that. If she has that little bit of space, little bit of window of opportunity, she's going to drive to the basket.
Karimu almost travels right there on that sideline, and there's a whistle, and she does travel.
Yeah, and that's the plan, the game plan right there. As we look at Rawlinson right here, you see the defense collapse, thinking they're going to go to the middle. Bounce it back outside to Rawlinson, and she hits the three. But you can see right now, Sterling's basic defensive strategy right now is to put a lot of pressure on the guard, on Lloyd, and they force the turnover right there.
Satchel's going to drive right down the lane. It looks like she may have been fouled there. Rebound goes off of Leilani Nairn-Carter underneath the basket. Out of bounds, it'll be Lindenwald basketball.
Yeah, it looks like she got through there. Might have been a questionable one right there, but at the same time, you can see, like we said, Tyra Satchel, if she gets the opportunity to go to the hole, she's going to take advantage of it. Just wasn't able to finish on that one.
Karimu looking down low again for their go-to girl. It's Andrea Lloyd. Puts it off glass and in, so Andrea Lloyd gives Lindenwald back the lead at 4-3. She has all four of the Lions points. Satchel now for three. Off glass and in. Tyra Satchel, probably not the way she drew it up, but either way, it goes in.
Well, didn't have much success in the first two drives of the basket, but I think when you make a shot like that, you can see offensively, maybe things have turned around a bit.
I think I heard her call glass there.
Absolutely.
Clearly. Good defense here by Sterling, stripped away by Maya Rawlinson, and she will control on the double team. Rawlinson will bring it up and now look to reset. Look, it has Tori Shinkowitz to her left. And now dishes over to Tyra Satchel, fakes a three, dips inside the three-point line off the back of the iron. No good, rebounded by Karimu.
Yeah, nice little move there by Tyra Satchel. Came out to guard her tight, but that's what she's able to do. Again, finding a little bit of space. Going a few steps in with that quick first step and getting a short jumper, just wasn't able to sink it.
Another steal by Sterling now, and this defense really creating turnovers. We've seen a lot this season that 1-3-1 that Sterling plays really creates a lot of turnovers, as Tyra Satchel, right hand laying off glass, is good. She has five.
Yeah, and that's a signature play by Tyra Satchel, going in traffic, going up strong, either getting a foul or getting a basket, and she got the basket right there. Rob, right now what Lindenwald has to do, especially as look at the foul right here, and we see the three right here, bank three. Yeah, she called it, right? We saw it.
I absolutely saw that.
What Lindenwald's got to do, and it's 1-3-1, is they can't hold on to the ball too long. Around the perimeter, they've got to distribute it very quickly, because they've had some success getting the ball down low to Lloyd, but they've got to distribute it around the perimeter a little bit quicker. If they're not able to do that, you're going to get a lot of the unforced turnovers.
Last foul, Maya Rawlinson, that's her first. It's a team's first. And it's an 8-4 Sterling lead here with 3.5 left to go in this opening quarter. Looking down low for Lloyd again, and she is fouled. She will head to the free throw line. I believe that's going to be on Leilani Naomi Carter. And Lindenwald really looking to go to Lloyd here early on.
Yeah, and they caught a little bit of break. You saw the foul right there. But Lloyd, occasionally you might see her up around the foul line, but you want to get her down low. That's where they're going to have significant success with her, looping the ball, getting her in the low post, and allowing her to use her low post moves.
Lloyd good at the line for her first attempt. She has all five Lindenwald points, averaging 11 per game. And she's halfway there to that total tonight in the first quarter alone.
Yeah, you can see that's the key. Be patient around the outside when you get the opportunity. Get the ball to Lloyd.
Traveling violation the other way. And it will be Sterling turnover. Ball will go back to the Lady Lions.
And quick movement around that perimeter does two things. First off, you're not going to get trapped on the wing. Secondly, if you have the quick ball movement around the outside, you're going to get vertical looks. You're going to get passes into Lloyd.
And now Karimu loses the handle, and it's corralled by Maya Rollins, who gives it over to Tyra Satchel, and she's fouled going to the basket. She'll go to the line to shoot two.
Look at this play. This is why Tyra Satchel's so good. She can go deep into a drive and still shift her way. It's almost impossible at times when she's able to do that to come up with a blocking foul, because you'll be standing there. If you do get your feet set, they didn't quite get their feet set there from a defensive standpoint, but if you do get your feet set, she can still shift in the last couple feet of the drive to the basket. She's gotten so many points that way.
Tyra Satchel, if she can convert this free throw, she does. She is now 14 points away. She has 7 points on the night. Gives Sterling a 10-6 lead, and now a turnover going the other way. It will stay Sterling basketball.
Yeah, and there are the little mistakes that Lindenwald cannot make if they want to stay in this game.
Notably, that last foul, forgot to mention this, against Alex Matthews. That's her second, also the team's second. Satchel to inbounds, finds Jenna Scully. Blocked by Lloyd, and goes out of bounds. And you talk about Jenna Scully just really coming out of her own, you know, having a great second half of the season. Didn't see her much in the first half of the season, but really, really a nice surprise here for Sterling later in the second half.
Yeah, and you can see, Rob, you said as we look at it, Tyra Satchel again going to the line. You know when a girl or a basketball player in general is confident when they're able to create their own offensive space and, you know, get themselves in a good offensive opportunity. That's what you saw from Jenna Scully right there. The quick pump fake, the girl came out on her, went a couple steps, and gave herself a good offensive opportunity on her own.
Tyra Satchel rolls her first attempt in. Perfect from the line tonight, 3 for 3. Shooting 66% from the line this season. And she remains perfect, and she is 12 points away from 1,000.
As we talked about, being 21 points a gateway to go into the game, it's not like you need 2 points.
Yeah, it's...
And you can get yourself into an offensive rhythm, and that's what looks like is happening with Tyra Satchel. It all started with that. Who would have thought it? A three-point bank shot.
Sure. Andrea Lloyd, speaking of three-pointers, way off the mark on a three-point attempt, and it will be Sterling basketball. 2.5 minutes left to go. It's 12-6 in favor of the Lady Knights. As they're taking on Lindenwald here from Sterling High School. Jenna Scully down low looking for room. Kind of saved out of bounds by Leilani Naomi Carter. Kicks it over to Shinkowitz for a long two off the back of the iron. No good. Rebounded by Matthews.
Good ball movement there from Sterling. But I'll tell you what, an even better job of Lindenwald on the defensive side, making things tough down low. And then getting in Shinkowitz's face when she had the shot.
Maya Rollinson playing great defense on Karimu, and it's going to create a turnover. And again, we've said this over the last several games here for the Lady Knights. Again, we saw this a lot at the Collingswood game, just creating turnovers as defense.
Yeah. And you've got to get the ball down at the low post. You saw Karimu right there, held on the ball too long. If you're going to do that, that's when Sterling can get that defensive trap going. You're going to have the turnovers.
12-6, under 2 minutes left to go here. Sterling commits a turnover now, as Shola Karimu takes the ball away from Shinkowitz, and it will be Lady Lion basketball.
Yeah, Lindenwald needs quick ball movement around the outside, and there you see a forced pass right there. No need to force anything right now.
Shinkowitz off the turnover is fouled by Shola Karimu, and she will go to the line to shoot two with 92 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
Here's Sinkwitz coming down, delaying a little bit, faking the pass, and getting herself to the line. You know, I don't think Lindenwald's doing a bad job on the defensive side in that, hey, Sterling's going to the line, but they're making them earn their baskets, making things difficult for them. I think the big thing is they're not patient enough on offense. You saw the bad shot selection two trips ago down the floor, and then you saw a forced pass right there. And again, we talked at length about the quick ball movement they're going to need around the outside that we just haven't seen in the last couple minutes of this game.
Sinkwitz comes into the game averaging just 3 points a game, about 50-50 from the line. And she rattles it home and gives Sterling an 8-point lead.
Yeah, you look at Tori Sinkwitz, she's going to be a key, I think, as they get in the playoffs. And, you know, with her ability to possibly drive to the hole, kick the ball back out to the outside, or create offensive opportunities on her own.
Sterling on the turnover now. Jenna Scully kicks it over to Tyra Satchel, who stops from the foul line, puts it up, no good. Rebound bounces around down low by Leilani Nao-Carter. Now Lindenwald will corral the ball underneath the basket and bring the ball back up. It is Bola Karimu. Good defense here by Maya Rawlinson. Now a shot off glass, no good. Rebound is going to go out of bounds off of Alex Matthews from Lindenwald, and it will be Sterling basketball with 52 seconds left to go in the first.
Again, not a bad job on the defensive side of the ball. Decent movement around the perimeter, but I want Lloyd down in the low post. I don't want her out on the perimeter. They had success with her early on, but really haven't been able to get her the ball down in the low post in the last few minutes.
Satchel for three, and it's good. Tyra Satchel now just 9 points away from 1,000, gives Sterling a double-digit lead at 11 with 30 seconds left to go in the first.
She's really got herself into an offensive rhythm right now.
Turnover as there's a foul down low. It's going to be a loose ball foul against Lindenwald. It will be Sterling basketball. We'll take another look at the three.
You see the three right there. Again, setting the feet, doing what you have to do to sink that outside shot. And yeah, another forced pass there by Lindenwald. And again, you know, you're down right now, but, I mean, for them, there's no reason to be frustrated.
Satchel for three, no good. Air ball that actually, and Sterling able to get the offensive rebound. Maya Rawlinson puts up a shot, rattles around, and falls. Maya Rawlinson has five in this quarter, and it's now a 13-point lead with under 10 seconds left to go.
And the Wall looking to get the last shot.
Shot way off the mark, and it will go and into the books now. It's a 19-6 lead for Sterling. Big quarter out of Tyra Satchel. In that quarter alone, she has 12. Andrea Lloyd is the only person to score for Lindenwald. She has 6.
And you look at the two teams, obviously Sterling 19-3 on a real good run of late. Sanchez averaging 21 points a game. Tyra Satchel after a great start up tonight at 15 points a game. Carter down in the low post at 6 points per game. Lloyd, only a freshman over there on the Lindenwald side at 11 points a game. Of course, them having a tough season here at 2-20. Look at these group two seedings right here. Obviously, number one Willingboro, who Sterling will face tomorrow in the coaches tournament at Eastern High School at number one. And then you see Sterling, these two teams that are slated to probably meet in a semifinal matchup in group two, two outstanding teams. And I'll tell you what, when you look at this Sterling team, Rob, really a different team than we saw 13 games ago in Camden Catholic. They really have gotten things together over
the
last
few weeks. And they
haven't
lost since then, which is more remarkable. They're on a heck of a run here. And they will look to continue that run here tonight as they are up 13 here at home against Lindenwald. Tyra Satchel steps inside the three-point line off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound bounces out to Tori Sinkwitz, who gives it back to Satchel. Satchel drives, and it goes out of bounds. Deflected, will stay Sterling basketball.
And I think you saw a little bit of what you may need to see from Sinkwitz as she, prior to this, we're looking on the replay, went down that baseline, drew the defense her way, kicked the ball out to Tyra Satchel, gave her the open look. Again, you're going to have to see that probably a lot as they move towards the playoffs.
Maya Rawlinson's three-point attempt, no good. The shot put up by Latasha Sparrow is blocked, but she gets her own rebound, and Sterling will reset up top.
Rawlinson up top, kicks it over to the right to Shinkowitz, looks down low for Sparrow, blocked again. Two straight blocks for Andrea Lloyd.
Lloyd's very impressive. Again, only a freshman. You're looking at a very young team here when you're looking at Lindenwald, and they're making mistakes that young teams make. But that was a good play by Lloyd.
Shot by Satchel, up and good. Make it 7. Left to go for 1,000 for Tyra Satchel.
And Lindenwald has no answer for that. I mean, you have to respect her outside shot. Come out and guard her. Tyra Satchel's got a deceptive quick first step. You're going to see it right there. You've got to come out and guard her. Has a quick first step. Great sense of knowing where she is on the offensive end of the floor.
Third team foul is going to go against Maya Rawlinson. That's her second. 21-6 lead here for Sterling. Again, if you're just joining us, Tyra Satchel enters the game just 21 points away from 1,000. She would be the 20th member of the 1,000 point club, and she would join her fellow teammate, Anissa Sanchez, who just eclipsed that plateau just several weeks ago.
Yeah, and both these girls, I mean, you look at the points, but I think what's even better telling thing about both of them is they're two great team players, and even more than that, two leaders, two great people. And obviously a huge part of the success that this team's had over the last 13 games.
Tyra Satchel for 2 again. She's really heating up.
Really looks nervous, doesn't she, Rob?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, having all kinds of difficulties here.
Now a steal by Sterling. Now stolen right back by Bola Karimu. She's going to look to stop, pop, and puts it up off the glass and in. So Bola Karimu is the second scorer for Lindenwald. With that last bucket, it's 23-8. Rawlinson drives baseline, kicks it over to Sparrow. Sparrow will back it out, send it back over to Tori Shinkowitz, looking for a play here, and they will set it up. Kick it over to Jenna Scully, wide open. Off glass, no good. Rebound goes to Lloyd, and Lindenwald will reset.
Yeah, I tell you what, when Lloyd gets down on a low post on the defensive and offensive side, has a good sense of where to be. Just at times you see her out on the perimeter, and I think she's got to be a little closer to the basket.
A traveling violation will give the Lady Knights back the basketball as we take another look at the basket.
You see Tyra Satchel just getting that little window of opportunity, a little bit of space, resets herself, sets her feet a little bit to the right, and tell you what, it's just feeling it with that jump shot.
Shot again by Satchel, off the rim, no good. Rebound by Shinkowitz, and Sterling really owning the offensive glass here tonight. As we see, we saw a lot of that in the Collingswood game again.
Absolutely.
But a lot of that was from Anissa Sanchez, who is not in the game tonight. Will be a spectator for this game tonight.
Had the injury, and of course is slated to play tomorrow night, and they want to rest her for this game.
Maya Rawlinson from the inbounds pass goes off the backboard, way off the mark. Rebounded down low by Tyra Satchel, and she will back it out and then turn around and pop it and hit it.
I'll type.
Tyra Satchel, 3 points away now from 1,000.
And I'll tell you what, when you look at Tyra Satchel, and you know you had Rawlinson with a jump shot early on, if Sterling can continue, obviously even past this game, can continue in the coaches tournament tomorrow night and also in the playoffs to hit from the outside with their ability to drive to the hole, do a lot of different things. I think that's going to be a big part in how successful they're going to be and how deep they can go in the playoffs.
And take a look at the Colonial Liberty standing. Sterling obviously on top here, 9-1, 19-3 overall. Had that big game against Collingswood last week and was able to really put a stranglehold on the Colonial Liberty division here and as it rounds out the rest.
Yeah, you see Haddonfield, always a tough team at 11-10, improved as the year went on. Haddon Heights at 13-8, West Deptford and Overbrook rounding out the pack. Then you look at the Colonial Patriot, obviously Haddon Township always up there at 19-2 overall. Woodbury 13-7, Audubon 13-10, Paulsboro at 8-9 overall. Then Gateway and Lindenwald rounding things out. But yeah, you know what, I like the way they're shooting from the outside. That's something in the past 2 years, I mean, even 2 years ago when they had that team that was ranked number one in South Jersey, when they had their issues, they had their difficulties, it was when teams backed out, packed down low, and allowed went into the zone and allowed them to shoot from the outside, and they weren't able to sink the outside shots. They're really starting to hit things from the outside now.
Tyra Satchel comes up with a steal, and she looks down low, finds Latasha Sparrow on a nice pass. So Latasha Sparrow checks into the game, gets herself a bucket on the nice assist from Tyra Satchel. She really does it all.
Yeah, it's one thing to be a great player and score points. It's another thing to also get your teammates involved and make your teammates better. That's what we saw from Tyra Satchel right there.
Fakes a three by Lindenwald and goes shot from Lloyd. Goes off glass. No good, but take a look at this. Nice no-look pass here. Boom.
Yeah, that's a big component. You're sinking your outside shots. You're driving to the hole. When things like that are going to happen, and again, you keep saying it, this is the situation you're going to face in playoffs. You're going to draw the defense toward you, and if you're able to do that, somebody else is going to be open, and that's what Satchel was able to do right there.
Satchel for three from the corner from Shinkowitz off the rim, no good. Rebound rolls around, and it's Lloyd underneath the basket, hands it over to Andrus, and Lindenwald will control it. So 4-on-2 the other way in favor of Sterling. Good job by the defense to get back. Speaking of defense, almost a steal by Maya Rawlinson, but finding down low is Matthews. No good. Rebounded by Sparrow. Sparrow has Maya Rawlinson all by herself. She'll lay it up. Off glass. No good. Kicks it right over to who else but Tyra Satchel, who's now just 1 point away from 1,000.
Another thing, when you have so many points to go, you might not be exactly aware of where you are for that 1,000th point. So make sure you don't hold up a sign or anything to let her know.
That ball goes out of bounds, and we'll take another look at it. It'll be Lady Night Basketball. 3:22 left to go. 29-8, Sterling.
Going in there, right to the basket, getting the rebound. And that's the thing when you look at Tyra Satchel and Issa Sanchez. They do a little bit of everything. Handle the ball around the outside, play good defense. You see them get buckets down in the low post, run the floor.
Rawlinson finds Satchel down low. Going baseline. She's going to drive. Go baseline. Put it up for two. And got it! Tyra Satchel. Number 20 is number 20 on the 1,000 point club. Congratulations, Tyra Satchel. Welcome to the club.
Here it is in a replay, very typical of the type of shot we've seen Tyra Satchel make so many times, creates her own offensive space, goes to the right, little short nifty jump shot, and gets the 1,000 points.
I believe a four-year starter is Tyra Satchel, or at least from a sophomore level. She was starting on this team. Take another look at it here. She just creates on her own. Gives him just a little bit of space, and she will bury that every time, and she knew it.
Yeah, and you can see the confidence in the jump shot that she's really gained throughout this season. Seems like with every game, she gets more and more confident, and a well-deserved honor here. Tyra Satchel going into the 1,000-point club.
And how often can you – we saw this back in 2001 where we had two 1,000-point scorers in the same season, and Kyle O'Donnell and Monica Birch. You think of the job that head coach Kate McDonald has done here with this team over the last several years. That's four 1,000-point scorers over the last 3 years. Just amazing job.
And I think the big thing about every girl you just mentioned is that they play good defense, they're leaders, they're just great team players, and you know they make other people better around them.
And Tyra Satchel will take her 1,000 points, and she will have a nice seat on the bench. And now back to live action, 31-8 if you're just joining us. Tyra Satchel scored her 1,000th point as a Lady Knight. She will join fellow teammate Anissa Sanchez and also teammates with Kylie O'Donnell and Monica Birch as well just a couple years ago. And I'm sure that's a huge weight lifted off of her back. I know she probably didn't want to go into that Willingboro game at Eastern tomorrow in the South Jersey Basketball Invitational with that weighing on her mind. So now that that's out of the way, they can focus on a tough task in Willingboro.
Yeah, great achievement. Obviously, we're celebrating now. But
and again, if you'd like to get a DVD copy of this event, I'm sure the Satchel family will be looking to order a copy of this event right here on Channel 19. Just $20 per event, add $3 for the mailing. Please include the name of the event, and you can email us at the email on your screen. Give us a call, 856-741-333. Just ask for Mr. K, and we will route you in the right direction.
Yeah, we see Tyra right there, sitting there. Like I said, a great achievement. And you have to think, like you said, Rob, I agree with you that she has to feel good to get it now.
Yep.
And then refocus on the tournament game tomorrow night and obviously the upcoming playoffs.
So Tyra Satchel will sit for now anyway. And she has 22 points out of the 31 that Sterling has scored. With 2.5 left to go, it's a 31-8 lead here. As the Lady Knights are taking on Lindenwald, Sterling 19-3 on the season, looking for their 20th win. A lot of 20s in this game. You got Tyra Satchel, number 20, 20th member of the 1,000 point club, and now Sterling looking for their 20th win.
You are a numbers man.
I am a numbers man.
You're in love with numbers.
And you're in the math department.
I know.
Figure that one out.
You like the numbers.
Steal by Shinkowitz. She will back it out. And she finds Chanel Robinson, who's checked into the game. But now Shinkowitz will reset the offense. Down low for Maya Rawlinson. Floater, no good. Rebounded by Leilani Noon-Carter, who is blocked by Andrea Lloyd. Having a fantastic night for Lindenwald.
And a freshman. I mean, you can see where she is a girl. Definitely has a lot of potential. Does a lot of good things. But there's some things she's going to get better at. I think, you know, as the years go, she could be a really good low post player.
Robinson for three, no good. Rebound down low by the aforementioned Lloyd, and they will reset.
And, you know, obviously, Lindenwald coming in this game with a 2-20 record, knew they had an uphill battle, and I think, you know, they could be a little bit closer in this game if they were a little more patient on the offensive side of the ball, and I'm sure that's what the coach is saying. You see right there.
Almost
tough pass on the perimeter. Turnover on the perimeter.
Almost turned over by Shinkowitz. And sends it over to Lloyd for two. No good. Rebounded by Chanel Robinson, who's running the floor 1-4. She will back it out and hand it over to Shinkowitz, who's the floor general on right now for the Lady Knights. Just under a minute left to go here in this half. Sterling very much in control, 31-8. Robinson for two. Rims out, no good. Rebounded by Leilani Naon-Carter, but she is fouled. And she will head to the free throw line.
Yeah, there you see Robinson with the missed shot right there. Good ball movement around the outside. And, you know, again, when we look at this Sterling team, we talked at length about the run they've gone on. And they're just doing everything right. I mean, this was a team that went through about a week and a half stretch where whatever could have gone wrong went wrong. I mean, they weren't hitting anything from the outside. There was unforced turnovers. And when you get in a rut like that, of course, you're playing teams that are hitting everything from the outside. I think in that Camden Catholic game, we saw about four or five NBA threes that there really wasn't much you could do about. But it just says a lot about this team, how they regrouped, didn't panic. Again, from the coach's standpoint, the players got things together. And right now have themselves playing as well as they've played all year as we head into the playoffs.
One of two from the line for Naon-Carter. And Maya Rawlinson for three, no good. Goes out of bounds with 41 seconds left to go in the half. Sterling leading 32-8. Very much in control. And Bol Karimu will set it up for Lindenwald. Looking down low for Andrus. They're trying to go to their go-to girl in Andrea Lloyd, which you got to think a majority of their offense does come through Lloyd there. She has six of Lindenwald's 8 points.
And that's probably their best ball movement that I've seen in probably 5-6 minutes. I mean, you saw good ball movement, and especially in tight spaces. I mean, they had good high percentage passes. More importantly, got the ball down to Lloyd in a position where she could be successful.
Last foul was on Chanel Robinson. That's her first, team's fourth. Again, trying to look for Lloyd, just puts it up, and no good. Nice hustle there by Lindenwald to try to keep the ball in.
And, you know, they weren't able to convert, but at least they're getting the ball to Lloyd down low. They don't have her out on the perimeter. They're trying to do things that enabled Lloyd to be successful in the first couple minutes of the game.
10 seconds left to go now for Sterling. Shinkowitz in control. Looks for Naon-Carter down low. Looking at working against Lloyd. May have been partially blocked, but a loose ball foul underneath, and that will be, it appears to be. Yeah, that's going to be a foul on Leilani Naon-Carter. That's her second. It's the team's fifth. And there's 2.3 left to go on the clock.
Again, the defensive side of the ball, you know, I mean, Sterling's hitting. Obviously, Tyre Satchel's hitting from the outside. But Lindemol down low is making things difficult for Sterling.
Desperation shot at the buzzer, no good, and that's where we will end the half. It's 32-8 in favor of the Lady Knights, and Tyra Satchel gets her 1,000th point. We'll be back with second half action right after this. Sterling leads 32-8. And welcome back to Sterling High School, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Strauss alongside Kevin Schulz as the Lady Knights leading 32-8, looking for their 20th victory of the season. We take a look at the leading scorers, obviously highlighted by Tyra Satchel with 22. Her night, for all intent and purposes, probably done. But more importantly, picks up point number 1,000 of her career.
Great achievement, great celebration we had there, obviously stopping the game. And she started off with a couple rough layups, missed on things, probably was a little bit nervous. And once she got that offensive rhythm, she really got things going and got the 1,000th point. Look at foul trouble. Carter with two, Rollinson with two, Matthews on the other end with three.
And we'll take another look at the Group 2 South tournament bracket, which was released earlier this week. Sterling drawing a number 4 seed. They'll take on Barnegat right here at home. We'll have that for you here on February 25th. As a note, that's going to be a boy-girl doubleheader, as both the boys and the girls teams both earned a number 4 seed. So the girls will play first at 4 o'clock, and of course we'll carry that here right here on Channel 19 and WSHS Sterling High School Radio beginning at 4, and then the boys game to follow at approximately 6 o'clock. So they will take on, the winner of that game will take on Cedar Creek and Pemberton. But you look at the big seed in that one, Willingboro sitting at the top as a first-round bye.
Yeah, and we're going to get a look at Willingboro tomorrow night at the Eastern tournament or the coaches' tournament, and it should be a prelude to what we could possibly see in the playoffs in a potential semifinal matchup.
So Sterling out to a 32-8 lead. Tyra Satchel leading the way with 22 points. And for all intent and purposes, again, her night is done. She's going to take her 1,000 points and focus on the next game, well, Willingboro, which should be a great game. And it's a real tough team in Willingboro. They have been over the last several years. Take a look at fellow 1,000-point scorer Anissa Sanchez. I'm sure nobody's more excited for Tyra than Anissa on that team.
Two very good friends. They support each other. And getting back to what you said, Rob, about Willingboro, I mean, they were a good team 2 years ago when you had pretty much a sophomore and freshman-laden team. Of course, they're mostly juniors and seniors right now, and obviously one of the top teams in South Jersey, and it'll be a real interesting matchup because you have a strong team right now that, again, is playing as well as this team could play. And I think, you know, with the 19-3 record and obviously soon to be 20-3, if everything goes as it's gone, have really played better than a lot of people have expected.
So the second half is underway now. Starting five in the second half, going to go Rollinson, Shinkowitz up top, Leilani Naon Carter, Jenna Scully, and Latasha Sparrow down low for the Lady Knights. A lot of future here for Lindenwald. You mentioned the young freshman class that they have here. And going down hard is Alex Matthews, and she's hurt. She's holding her right leg. And it appears to be either the ankle. And head coach will come out. Their team surrounds her. She is in a ton of pain down there underneath. Here comes athletic trainer Sean Clank. And he'll come down and take a look at her. She went down awkwardly trying to catch that offensive rebound. As we take another look at it,
that right foot,
and she just turned it, and a little out of the shot there. Probably better that we didn't see that, because we've seen some injuries like that not only on the basketball court but also on the football field. Saw some injuries last year, turned ankles and all sorts of stuff. But you come down awkwardly on another ankle, somebody's shoe, and maybe a wet spot on the floor, you never know. Take another look at it here. Not on this attempt, but on the other way up, and you just see her collapse and just goes right down. And
in a lot of pain. Not sure if there was a little bit of twisting involved, but they're definitely looking at that knee. I believe the knee. I'm not sure if it's the knee or the ankle.
And once again, you're listening at home. You're listening to Silver Knights Radio. You can get the latest Sterling news, sporting events such as this one. and the best music from 60s to today. Also, updates on school events. And you can follow us on Twitter at Knights Radio. As a reminder, all of the playoff basketball action, whether it's home or away, will be carried on Sterling High School Radio. And stay tuned to our Twitter feed and also our Sterling High School website for updates on when these games are, because if things go the way that the bracket, at least on the girls' side, works out, Sterling's looking, if they win the first two games, looking, they are going to have to travel to Willingboro for that semifinal matchup. And the next game, promo for Twitter, Channel 19. Follow us on Sterling TV 19 on the Twitter as well. If you're checking out Knights Radio, you might as well sign up for TV 19 Radio while you're at it. It's at Sterling TV 19. And again, our next game, Shules, coming up tomorrow as the girls take on Willingboro at 6:30 at Eastern High School.
At Eastern, yeah, again, another prelude. Again, prelude to what we're going to see in the playoffs, potentially, in Group 2, when we were looking at that bracket, two of the big teams on the left side of that bracket.
Taking a look at Alex Matthews now, favoring that right leg. Looks like an ankle. And coaching and training staff will take a look at it. Let's hope she's okay. Back to live action. Maya Rawlinson puts up an air ball. No good. Rebounded by Andrea Lloyd, who I'd have to imagine is flirting with a double-double.
I'll and start off with a quick 11 points, I know.
Shot no good, rebounded by Leilani Naomi Carter. Outlets over to Shinkowitz. Shinkowitz right down the middle of the floor. Could have been a carry there, but no call.
I think we got away with one right there.
I would say so. She was kind of screened a little bit. The officials were screened a little bit by a host of players around Tori Shinkowitz, but either way, able to get away with it. Now back to Shinkowitz, fakes the shot, goes in for the layup, and off glass and good. Tori Shinkowitz for two.
Yeah, nice play. Shinkowitz going to her right. I think this is good. You have these girls in here. Obviously, Satchel and Sanchez are out of this game, but a good opportunity for these girls to be out here, handling the ball, maybe handling the ball a little bit more as you look at the ball go out of bounds on the unforced turnover. Maybe handling the ball a little bit more than they would normally. Just a real good experience for these younger girls. Sterling, as we look at a timeout right now. By Sterling.
Will be a 30-second timeout. Again, Sterling leading 34-8. Only bucket coming in this quarter is by Tori Shinkowitz, which you just saw.
There you see Coach David Cade, obviously going through a frustrating season. And at this point, you know, we always say when you're down by a lot, just focus on things one trip down the floor at a time, one defensive opportunity at a time. And as we look at Coach Kate McDonald, Tim McDonald, all the coaches there for Sterling, who just have done a fabulous job in getting this season not so much turned around, but again, we saw a point where it looked like things were going in the wrong direction. And this team at 19-3, not only at 19-3, but playing the way they've played, coming up with that big win last week against Ocean City. Again, I think, yeah, you thought they'd have a good year, but it really went above and beyond some people's expectations.
And I hate to go back to that Camden Catholic game, but that was coming out of that game and doing that game for Sterling Radio on that Saturday at Camden Catholic, where everything that could have gone wrong, like you mentioned earlier, Schulze, went wrong, and they were losers of 2 of 3. If you look at it that way, with a surprise loss to Collingswood, and a great job by the coaching staff to really bring this team back in and refocus and reset, and now they've ratted off 12 straight.
The coaches' staff and the leaders. I mean, in any sport, the coach's message only goes as far as the leaders transmit it down through the rest of the team, and you know, they just have themselves playing great basketball right now.
Latasha Sparrow into the game now. She's going to be fouled by Shola Karimu. That's going to be her first, and that's obviously the team's first foul of this half. Once again, if you're just joining us, big congrats going out to Tyra Satchel. It's the 20th member of the 1,000-point club. We'll join teammate Anissa Sanchez, who eclipsed that plateau just a couple weeks ago. Shot by Scully, no good. Nice hard rebound there by Leilani Naomi Carter underneath the basket. Puts it up and in. Well-deserved points there by Naomi Carter.
There's that offense in a low post that you see from Leilani Carter that is going to be counted on in the playoffs, especially if there's a situation where you see – Anissa Sanchez and Tyra Satchel. Tyra Satchel especially hitting the three from the outside. Going to draw the defense outside. Create a lot of opportunities down on a low post for Carter.
Another turnover by the Lions. And Sterling will control. Rawlinson up top looking down for Scully. Scully finds Carter. Kicks it back out to Sparrow. And now it's back to Carter. Spin move and she travels. Working against Andrea Lloyd down low as we're taking a look at the last basket. Nice offensive board there by Carter and well-deserved 2 points.
Yeah, getting the offensive rebound and a quick put back right up. Very quick off her feet.
Again, Lindenwald, and now a three on the way by Lloyd. No good off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Rawlinson.
Yeah, you see the good low post moves by Lloyd, but again, as a freshman, one of the leading scorers on the team, you see a shot right there that you normally shouldn't take, a forced shot, but something you're going to see from a freshman. This is a girl that's got a bright future ahead of her.
Shankiewicz was looking for Sparrow, went right through her hands and out of bounds, and I think that's one that Sparrow would like to have back. I think she tried to make the move before she caught the basketball.
Well, Sparrow transfer coming in here has shown some bright spots throughout the season, coming in here her first year, and somebody's going to be counted on next year.
Nice steal by Shinkowitz. Going one on two, will take it up by herself. No good, rebounded by Karimu. Karimu looking for Lloyd. Lloyd's going to run the floor one on three, and now a foul is going to go against, I believe, Jenna Scully underneath the basket. Yep, that will be Jenna Scully. That will be her first, the team's first. So each team with a foul apiece here in this half. 36-8 in favor of the Lady Knights. Shot by Karimu, no good. It's actually blocked and finds a nice outlet as Shinkowitz going to have an easy layup, puts it up and in. Tori Shinkowitz on the breakaway layup.
And that's one of the few times, you know, that's a signature play for Strong. One of the few times they've gotten ahead of the pack and gotten that fast break going. That's something I know Lindenwald was trying to stop, trying to get back on defense, but obviously let Sinkowitz go right there.
15-foot jumper by Bola Karimu is good. She has four on the night. And now Sinkowitz controls, sends it over to Rawlinson for three. Rolls around the rim, no good. Rebounded by Sparrow. Nice crossover move. She's going to go right to the paint. Right-handed hook shot, no good. Rebounded by Scully. Goes off the stanchion of the underneath of the backboard. And it's going to be Karimu. One on two against Shinkowitz and Rawlinson. Now over to Lloyd for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound again by Shinkowitz as she's all by herself. Easy lay-in for two. Shinkowitz has 8-6 in this quarter.
Yeah, you see Lindenwald kind of worried about getting open on the offensive end of the floor. You always got to be looking for Tori Shinkowitz breaking out to the outside, one of the quickest girls on the floor.
Shinkowitz, a three-sport athlete, is another three on the way by Lloyd, no good. Rebounded by Shinkowitz. Shinkowitz, soccer player in the fall, basketball player here in the winter, and then outstanding lacrosse player in the spring, in which, after she graduates this year, will head over to Long Island University to play collegiate lacrosse.
Yeah, I believe soccer also. I believe she's going to play two sports in college.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, I guess she is going to play both.
Yeah, you just see the shot right there on the outside. Tori Sinkowicz breaks out, and that's the one thing in any sport when you look at Tori Sinkowicz that strikes you immediately is her quickness and her quick first step to get ahead of the pack.
Andrea Lloyd going to take a break now for Lindenwald, and checking into the game is going to be Mackenzie Garlock, who saw a little bit of action towards the end of the second half. It's 2:20 left to go here in this third, 40-10 in favor of Sterling. And a foul down low. That's going to be on Allison Andrus. Nope, check that. It's going to be on Ayasha Beeks. That's her first. Team
yeah,
second.
Always talk about how these role players get in the time right now. It could come up big if you're in a situation in a playoff where you're possibly pressing somebody or playing man defense, and you need fresh legs out there as you look at Maya Rollinson hitting a three, I believe. I'm sorry, that was a two.
Good outside shooting by Rawlinson, and now she gets the steal, and she's got her. And Tori Shankowitz, she'll keep it herself off the steal. Maya Rawlinson, two quick buckets, and Sterling in the midst of a
12-2 run here in this third quarter. 44-10 as timeout now on the floor, and taking a look at the steal here. Nice steal by Shinkowitz, tips it away, and it goes right to Maya Rawlinson for the easy lay-in.
Yeah, this is a good experience for the girls, doing different things with Sanchez and Satchel out. As we look at our YouTube opportunities here for you to see any type of highlights. Of course, I'm sure Mr. K will have the Tyra Satchel 1,000-point highlight on YouTube tomorrow. Gets it on usually in the morning. And, again, type in any type of keyword. A lot of great moments throughout the last 3-4 years from Sterling High School basketball or whatever sport on YouTube.
We've been really, really fortunate as quasi-broadcasters, I guess, to be a part of some of the greatest moments in recent memory here at Sterling High School. You know, you talk about Art Ellis from back in the day, and it was just, that was before our time, unfortunately. Right. You look at some of the great plays, the Kylie O'Donnell three in terms of girls basketball to send the game into overtime against Camden in the, I believe that was the quarterfinal matchup from several years ago. Unfortunately, went on to lose that game in overtime, but a NBA-style three off of a perfect screen set up down low by a combination of Rachel Hodge and Tanjay Lewis. And you talk about some of the Jerry Crisman shot from last year against Delsey.
Yep.
Or, excuse me, Delran.
Delsey, you were right the first time.
I should have stuck with my first
answer.
Go
with your first thought.
That's why I was a C student in high school. Because I always change my mind on, is this right? No, I'll change it.
Learn by your mistakes.
And you figure and after 36 years, I get it right.
Not to mention Marcus Taylor's court length.
Yeah.
Shot to win the game against, I believe that was West Deptford.
Now a foul down low. I believe that's going to be on Latasha Sparrow. It is.
And I think, you know, when you're
first,
getting back to what you're seeing right now, in this blowout, you're seeing a lot of the younger girls playing and girls taking on a little more of a prominent role with Anissa Sanchez, Tyra Satchel out of this game. Overall, I think this Sterling team's just playing with a lot more confidence than the team we saw a couple weeks ago. Confidence in creating their shots or confidence in distributing the ball, making the right pass. Just as we say that, you see right there, Leilani knowing where Latasha Sparrow is, throws a perfect pass to her, puts the ball right up. Team that's really running on all cylinders right now.
Under a minute left to go here, all Sterling pretty much from midway through the first quarter on. And Sterling jumped out to a 19-6 lead. As a shot goes off of Allison Andres and out of bounds. And it will be Lady Knight basketball, 44.8 left to go.
I mean, that's a great play there, not only by Sparrow, but Carter, who's typically a low post player. You're normally not going to see her bring the ball up the floor, but to be able to do something like that when that's not her normal role, bringing the ball up the floor and have the presence of mind and know where Sparrow is, and more importantly, throw a perfect pass to her.
And some turnovers now by Sterling, and Maya Rawlinson playing great defense, trying to make up for it. And a combination of that and Tori Shinkowitz, ball bouncing around, goes right down low to Ayasha Beeks, but she travels. 22.4 left to go in the third.
And Lawson, I think a lot of things you're seeing from Sterling lately, and what we've been talking about is the relentless defensive pressure. And I think when you do that, when you're getting in guards' faces and you're trapping on the wing, you really get in the heads of other teams.
Shot by Rawlinson is good. Maya Rawlinson really showing her outside range tonight. Rawlinson has 6. And we'll take another look at this one. It's 48-10 as we enter the fourth quarter.
Well, there you see girls having a good team concept and knowing what to do. Kicking the ball out for the open shot. And again, Rawlinson drains it.
Rawlinson has 11 on the night. Take a look at our cheerleaders now from Sterling. Take a look at some of our 1,000-point scorers. Monica Birch, Kylie O'Donnell finishes her career at nearly 1,250 points. That was back just a couple years ago, and obviously Kate Schmid McDonald, head coach of the Lady Knights right now, 2,090 points. Unbelievable. That was back in 1994. And just a couple weeks ago, Anissa Sanchez, her point total still climbing, as will Tyra Satchels.
Just a great tradition of girls basketball over, I mean, the last, you look at those years, last 35 years, and one of the premier programs in South Jersey. Obviously, Bill Ulrich had a real good run there and coached Kate McDonald. And don't think that these girls coming into this program aren't aware of the great tradition that Sterling basketball is.
Jess Kopsky leads all Lady Knights scorers in school history with 2,991 points.
Of course, that was the Tournament of Champions winner there in 2001, and probably the greatest basketball team in Sterling history.
That's just, I mean, that's insane. That's it's 9 points shy of 3,000 for a career. And you start doing the math on the number of games, what you would have to average per game to get to nearly 3,000 points is really remarkable.
Yeah, and you know what? You know, I know Mr. K runs that 2001 championship game against, I believe it was Columbus, in the Tournament of Champions. One thing you saw from Jess Kopsky was her ability just to score in so many different ways.
There's a look at the banner.
State champions, Tournament of Champions. That's a remarkable feat because not only, you know, you're one of the smaller schools at Group 2, you're going against the Group 4 champions, not to mention some of the parochial or independent teams that are the private school teams that are able to get girls from all different areas, and that was just a remarkable feat by Sterling in 2001.
Last foul is on Loey Naon Carter, Leilani's sister. At the line was Allison Andrus. She's no good from either attempt. And now we hand it over to Chanel Robinson. Shot no good. Rebound bounces around, and it will be controlled by Lindenwald. Courtney O'Neill checking into the game as well. Also Julie Stratton for the Lady Knights. Now a long three off the backboard, no good. Rebound by O'Neill. And now Chanel Robinson will control for the Lady Knights. 6.5 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Sterling going to move on and get their 20th victory of the season. Post-game show to follow here on Channel 19 with the seniors. Brenna Lambert for three, no good. Rebounded by Lloyd, so stay tuned for that. Kevin Schulz will be bringing you the post-game show on Channel 19. Again, those of you listening at home on Sterling High School Radio, as soon as this game is over, we'll go back to regular programming. You could tune into Channel 19 for the post-game show.
Yeah, nice little nifty move. I don't know if she wanted to bank it, but goes in anyway by Karimo. A nice job of Lloyd. You see her, she was pulled out of the game, I think forcing some shots. Came in there, had a nice kick out. The ball wasn't in a position to get a shot and kicked it back out to Lloyd. You see Lloyd now go back down the court.
A steal by Karimu trying to go for the layup and just falls off the front of the rim there. And it will be Lindenwald basketball. Under 6 minutes left to go. Lindenwald. Not too bad. I mean, the future is looking pretty bright for Lindenwald. If you could build around Lloyd, averaging 11 points a game, still a pretty respectable number there. And nice shot there by Courtney O'Neill, her second bucket of the night.
Yeah, Courtney O'Neill with the soft jumper right there. Good job coming in as a senior. Yeah, she's come in at times, at key times. I know we saw her in that Camden Catholic game where there was some foul trouble. And one of the ones that was playing hard, one of the seniors was playing very hard in the fourth quarter, even though it was a loss. I think the effort they put in the fourth quarter really carried over and was one of the things that turned their season around. Nice soft jumper there by Courtney. And Rob, you know, you talked about next year. Much like last year when the girls came into the season, there's going to be some positions open, namely the point guard position. And Tyra Satchel, I know last year, had never played the point guard position, even though she started as a sophomore, as you see Lloyd there hit from the outside. And don't think that Coach McDonough right now is having a mental notebook and seeing what's going on and in her head possibly seeing who could be the point guard next year and But you not know, only that, but playing down in other positions.
We asked ourselves that position. Question 2 years ago when we had Monica Burch and Kylie O'Donnell. Who's going to replace? Just a great influx of younger talent, always ready to step in and perform. And just great job, again, by the entire coaching staff for the Lady Knights.
You're right. You always seem to have somebody that steps up into a role, even if it's not the role they're normally used to having. And again, we talked at length about Satchel and the job she's done over the last 2 years.
Jump ball underneath the basket. Allison Andress getting tied up down low with Julie Stratton. It will be Lady Knight basketball. Inbounds goes, it's intercepted by Karimu, and she is going in for another layup, and no good. Rebounded by Julie Stratton. Stratton coming up the left side. Over to Loie Carter. Off glass and in. Loie Carter gets a bucket against sister Leilani. Only a freshman.
Boy, that's a nice move to catch. Bounce, put right up. Definitely somebody we're going to be seeing in the near future and possibly next year. Slated to play a significant role, I'm sure.
A steal by Julie Stratton off of Karimu. And Julie Stratton going to go in for a layup, but she's fouled. She will go to the line. Foul is going to go against Bola Karimu. That's going to be her second.
And you can see a lot of these younger girls, obviously they're spending time watching what the varsity players are doing, are really buying into the tough defense on the perimeter. And you saw right there with Stratton being able to get the ball, get the fast break going, in the end getting herself on the line.
You have to think of the leadership role that the Tyra Satchel and Anissa Sanchez have really done a great job for these younger players to give them something to model after they're gone.
Right, and I mean, I think, you know, that holds true in any sport where you have leaders that carry on that tradition, and the kids see that, they know what you have to do, and I mean, you see a lot of the little things, and I know we keep pointing back to it, but when the season wasn't going the right way for that short period of time, nobody panicked, they did what they had to do, they worked themselves out of it, and younger girls see that, they see what's going on, and again, that's a big component of a team that continues to have a winning tradition year in and year out.
Julie Stratton converts on both of her free throw attempts, so she gets on the varsity scorebook tonight with a couple points. Now also checking into the game, Alex Savage kicks it over to Brenna Lambert for a two-pointer. Foot was on the line, but a nice long-distance shot by Brenna Lambert.
Showing she can hit from the outside. And again, that's something Sterling's going to look for next year. Somebody's going to get the outside shot, can take the outside shot, draw some defenses out.
Again, a nice spin move by Andrea Lloyd. Goes off glass and in. That she puts her in double figures, right around her average. She has 10. And you got to think that she's got to be close to a double-double. Alex Savage, rainbow shot from the baseline, goes in. And Alex Savage is also on the varsity score sheet.
Alex Savage's sister was on that 2001 team. You're informed by Mr. K.
Good job in the research department in the truck behind us here.
You look at all, again, the tradition. Coach McDonald here on the 1994 team. Kylie O'Donnell had a sister, I believe, that played in that 2001 team. So you have a lot of siblings that are also a big part in carrying on this tradition.
Last foul goes against Shoa Karimu. That's her second. It's the team's fourth. That will put Chanel Robinson to the line. Looking for her first points of the night. She's got at least one as she converts her free throws. Sterling doing a great job from the free throw line tonight, only missing three from the charity stripe. That's something you definitely need to carry into that Willingboro game tomorrow night. Solid free throw shooting as Chanel Robinson perfect on her two attempts.
Typically when you're seeing teams that struggle, two components are usually going on, the turnovers and the inability to hit free throws. And I know in that Collingswood game, I'll point back to that, the first loss, that was a big factor. I think Strong at one point was 1-for-12 from the free throw line, and obviously they've really turned that around.
Even if you hit half of those that you missed, you're right back in the game, and it comes down to fundamentals and their free throws, and looks like an elbow underneath by Ayasha Beek. She's holding her face as she's coming up back up the floor, but the ball goes out. Check that, it's going to be a foul, and a two-shot foul coming back the other way. With just 2:02 left to go in the fourth.
Coach David Kaye just trying to stay on top of his team, keeping them confident. And, again, it's got to be tough in a 2-20 season to keep everybody going, keep everybody coming out to practice. But I'll tell you what, I like the job he's done with Lloyd. Lloyd started off really well, got in a situation where you could tell she was frustrated, forcing some shots, pulled her out of the game for a couple minutes, calmed her down, has come back in this game, and really been a little better in the end of her shot selection, not forcing things. If things aren't there, kicking things back out to the perimeter. And, again, this is a girl who, as a freshman, is going to have a bright future.
Bull Kareem is a senior at the free throw line. I know you, those of you listening on Sterling High School Radio can't see this, but has a big smile on her face as she's at the free throw line, obviously enjoying herself. Tough to do when you're down by this many points, but it's nice to see that they're still enjoying themselves out there on the court.
And playing hard, and yeah, that's all you can ever ask for when you're outmanned against a tough Sterling team.
Not a lot of teams able to say that they've beaten Sterling this season. Only three teams can lay claim to that. Camden Catholic, Collingswood, and Gloucester Catholic are the only three schools so far this year who were able to down the Lady Knights in this incredible season that they're having right now. We'll move on to 20-3 on the season. Greenwood on the shot, no good. Rebound down low by Andrus. Bounces around. Brenna Lambert giving chase. Can't get to it. And now Sterling will reset. Now a long three, and it's a foul underneath. That will go against Rebecca Davidson with 1:19 left.
You're playing well, and tomorrow you're going to get, again, the ultimate litmus test against the Willingboro team, seeded number one in the Group 2 standings. And this is
what you're going to see out of Willingboro
tomorrow.
How
good you really are.
Are you going to show everything? You show all your cards tomorrow night in this tournament? Or are you going to show everything, you bring everything you got for the Group 2 tournament?
I think at this point, you just go full throttle. Willingboro, I think, pretty much knows the type of team Sterling is. I think one of the bigger factors when you look at Sterling now is their ability to hit the outside shot. I mean, I think if they're able to do that, along with the tough defense in that 1-3-1 zone, they can play with anyone.
Under 45 seconds left to go here. 62-16 in favor of the Lady Knights. Brennan Lambert looking down low for Julie Stratton. Goes out of bounds. Will stay Sterling Lady Knight basketball. 37 seconds left to go.
Of course, as Mr. Strauss said, we'll have interviews with our stars of the game with the seniors.
Brenna Lambert for two, and that will be on Channel 19 only. Sterling High School Radio will go back to regular programming. So stay, just turn your radio down and turn up Channel 19 for your post-game interviews with Kevin Schulz and all the seniors. As we're under 12 seconds left to go here, Sterling, they're going to move down. 64-16. One last gasp here for Lindenwald. Puts up a three at the buzzer. No good. Goes out of bounds. 1 second left to go. And Sterling will win 64-16. Andrea Lloyd for Lindenwald. 10 points, and that'll do it.
Well, coming out and did what they had to do. We're able to give the seniors and some of the starters a little bit of a break with the tough game coming up tomorrow, and they come away with a big win here.
So the Lady Knights win 64-16, earn their 20th victory of the season. Tyra Satchel joins the 1,000 point club, the number 20 member on that elusive list. And we'll be back with the post-game show right here on Channel 19. Again, Sterling wins 64-16. Stay tuned to Channel 19 for the post-game show. We'll be back right after this.